The first one I want to look at is the gift of prophecy. The biblical example, by the way, of the person who we believe probably had the gift of prophecy is the Apostle Peter. And let's look at these characteristics. And I just want to make a few comments. Now, you may want to make some notes as I go along. That's fine if you do. I tried to just jot down enough there so you'd get the idea. If later on you're looking over it again and you say, boy, I don't remember what this meant. He said a need to express himself. I don't remember what that meant. Just talk to me about it, and I'll go over some of it with you again. And, of course, it'll be on the tape if you want to get a copy of the tape. One of the first characteristics of a person with a gift of prophecy is this need to express themselves. You don't find many prophets who just want to sit back and be quiet. That's not a tendency on them. They want to express themselves verbally, and especially when right or wrong is involved. Because to a prophet, it's extremely important to stand on the truth. And when if something's either right or something's wrong, they're going to speak up. They're not going to sit back and just wait until somebody else takes the lead. They're going to speak up and say, this is right or this is wrong. And they're going to express it verbally. And you remember Peter did that a lot. You remember this story of Peter. I mean, he was often speaking up. He was the spokesman. He spoke up a lot. Sometimes it was good. Sometimes it wasn't so good. But he always quickly became a spokesman. He was the spokesman in the early church, too, you know, after the resurrection of Jesus. He was a spokesman. And by the way, when a prophet speaks, it's wise to listen. We need to listen to him because God's usually speaking through them, and he has a word for us that we need to pay attention to. Secondly, a tendency to make quick impressions of people. They tend to make quick judgments on the basis of what they see and what they hear. They tend to make a quick decision. They don't usually waffle. They don't usually, you know, well, I'm not sure, maybe this. No, they're usually, this is the right way. This is the right decision right here. And they make it really quickly. And then they speak up and they voice those convictions and their views. You know, again, Peter often spoke up first, sometimes with wisdom, sometimes without it, but he often spoke first. A third characteristic is an alertness to dishonesty. Prophets tend to be really tuned in to whether a person's being honest or not. They're just tuned into that supernaturally. And if you live with a prophet, or if you work with a prophet, or if you're around a prophet, it pays to tell the truth. Just be real honest with yourself and with the prophet when you're around a prophet. Don't try to shade the truth, because they're going to pick up on it real quick. They have this sensitivity. And sometimes they react very harshly to what they believe is deception or dishonesty. They just don't tolerate it. And it kind of reminds us, I mean, this probably involved a manifestation gift, but you remember when Peter recognized quickly Ananias and Sapphira, you know, their hypocrisy. And, you know, God used Peter to recognize that quickly as a prophet. Next one, desire for justice. A prophet wants to see justice done. Right and wrong is important, and he wants to see justice done when wrong is done. And therefore, there's a tendency sometimes to even cut off people who've sinned so that others can be warned. Others will see the danger of sin. Sin is an important thing to a prophet. They don't water it down. It's a major deal thing. So if somebody's sinned, they want other people to know that this is dangerous, so they're just likely to cut off the person who sinned. You know, that kind of reminds us maybe just a little bit of Peter saying, Lord, how many times do I really have to forgive? you know, Jesus just said, just got to keep on doing it, Peter, you know. And Peter needed that word. So do we all. But they want to have justice. You know, they're very keenly aware. You know that scripture that says, a little leaven leavens a whole lump? They're very keenly aware of that. That's an important verse to a prophet. I mean, they know that if sin gets in the church, bad stuff. And if we don't want to tolerate it, we got to point it out. We got to bring it to a stop. That's how a prophet feels. They also tend to be open about their own faults, just as they want others to be. They want us to be open, so they want to be open too, to set an example. And many times they will reveal their lives to you so that you can see their own faults when they've blown it. You remember when Christ appeared to Peter, Peter said, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. Peter recognized he had blown it, and he wasn't trying to cover it up. He was willing to acknowledge it and deal with it, you know, be open about it. Another one there on the list is wholehearted involvement. Once they commit themselves to a cause, a prophet usually puts himself into it wholeheartedly. I mean, once again, no half-hearted stuff, no fence straddling. They just get into it. And it reminds us of Peter saying, Peter's the only one who got out of the boat, you remember? He was willing to get out of the boat and go to Jesus. He lost it there, but he was willing at least to get out of the boat. And so he was willing to put himself into it. Concentrates on loyalty to truth rather than to people. Now, I'm not saying they're never loyal to people either, but their higher loyalty is to truth. And they're willing to sacrifice a relationship if they have to with somebody else. They're willing to, if necessary, sacrifice a relationship with a person. They value relationships with people, but they value relationship to the truth more. The truth is so important, they're willing to sacrifice a relationship if necessary. Willing to suffer for what's right. Sometimes a prophet even seems eager to suffer. They're willing to suffer because they're willing to stand for what's right. They know that sometimes one of the consequences for standing on the truth is suffering for the truth. And Peter recognized it. When he was beaten, he rejoiced that he had been counted worthy to suffer shame for the cause of Christ. They're also very persuasive in defining the truth. They tend to be very articulate, especially, again, when it comes to defining right and wrong. They tend to be persuasive. I had a friend in Texas who was a prophet, and boy, I hated to get in a discussion with him because he won every time. He would persuade me every time that his position was right. So I just thought, I don't even talk to this guy because he's always convincing me that I'm wrong and he's right. And he's a very persuasive guy. So, and many prophets are like that. And of course, God used Peter. Again, there's supernatural work going on here in other ways, but God used Peter to preach the sermon at Pentecost that led to so many thousand being saved.